Fun fact, 1924, the Society for Human Rights is founded by Henry Gerber in Chicago. It is the first documented gay rights organization. Welcome to another episode of Kind of a Big Deal podcast. I'm your host, Terry Miller, and I'm joined here with my co-host,
Doug Parks.
And we are back. Yes, we took some time off after the Christmas episode. We really hope you liked the song that we wrote for you. But we are going to work very hard to stop trying to take breaks. That's all my fault. But anyways, so
I've been asking and asking and asking. I'm just messing with you.
And I've been having depression. But anyways, I digress. So what we are going to try to do with the show is you're going to try to work on building more structure into the show. And have more set things that we talk about and topics that we cover. So this week is still going to be fly by the pants. The seat of your pants or the pants of your seat or however you say that, whatever. But progressively throughout the rest of this year, you'll start to see that we try to get more structure. At least I hope so.
Yeah. Structures for Christians.
What?
Structure is for Christians, Jehovah's Witnesses, you know, people who have religion that they have to, like, follow all their rules, that structure.
Oh.
We're just going to have, like, suggestions.
We're going to have
a layout of things we should do and hit on if we can.
Yeah, we're going to have, like, segments.
Yeah, and we're going to try to follow those segments through so that they become traditions instead of just hit and miss here and there.
Oh, and believe me, we're going to keep the KOABD rant of the day.
Oh, yeah?
It's definitely on the list.
A rant of the day.
So, this week, we're going to talk a little bit about trans representation in movies and TV. So, I thought it was kind of interesting that some of these people... And this is how we should start feeling more of, is like not labeling people and not putting labels on people. I never knew that they identified as trans or were, they did transition.
Well, for a while there was that thing going around Facebook where they were saying that that one actor was had turned to a trans to a lady, female, and it, everybody found out that it wasn't true. The actors just look alike, you know, and it was just like a big fake thing. But that just takes the light away from the ones who really have done it and are representing it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's also making fun of something you shouldn't be making fun of. So, fake news is just bullshit, you know? So, like, yeah. Elliot Page is definitely... I didn't know.
You didn't know?
That yeah, Elliot I mean, Page? I had no idea. I honestly thought she could be a lesbian, you know? So she kind of gave off that vibe to me, but I didn't think, like, the trans thing. But, like, I don't know these people personally, I guess. So, like, just seeing them on TV and stuff like that, you know. Not Laverne Cox. Like, I loved her from the beginning. You know, I've only known her from from when she transed over to a female. You know, I don't really know her from a male.
Elliot Page was, like, a breakout star
in
Juno, and... Ever since then, like, she's just continued to work. And then when she became a part of the Umbrella Academy, it was just still phenomenal. She's just a great actor. He is just a great actor.
Yeah.
And that's also a good point to bring up too, is that with being more conscious about people that are trans, if you slip up and misgender them, don't overreact about it, because they are just perfectly fine with "I apologize" and you correcting yourself. Or yeah, even just you correcting yourself is enough of an apology.
Yeah, because one of my best, well, two of my best friends, two of my really close friends from high school, you know, I knew them from high school, and it wasn't hard for me to, you know, switch up the what it was to call them, because for one, they asked, for two, I care about them, and I want them to feel welcomed and loved around me and stuff like that, you know? So I just joke and play like I do with everybody else. But it really wasn't a surprise to me. Like, whenever somebody comes to me and says, you know, I've discovered this about myself, I'm never surprised, honestly. Because, like, I have changed so much over the years that there's still stuff about me I'm still discovering. So, like, I don't get surprised by anything else, you know? My mom and dad could come out of the closet tomorrow, and I'd be like, hey, welcome to the party, you know? I forgive you for everything that ever happened. Let's go have fun, you know? Let's go hit the clubs, you know? Let's do something, you know, celebrate. I wouldn't give a shit, you know? Yeah. But, like, some people just, they tend to make a big thing out of something that, honestly, just accept and love everybody for who they are. Don't focus on, oh, my God, really? Are you serious? No way. That's just not possible. Like, shut the fuck up. Go fix yourself. Don't worry about them.
So, like, I was actually watching this video before... actually, I think I was doing research for this whole entire topic of transgender, and, you know, knowing so many people who are transgender, and we've had guests on the podcast that were transgender, or are transgender.
Yeah, we should have them back soon. It's been a while since Maya and Amy and has been one, and I would love to have Jameson on sometime, you know?
Yeah. That'd and Shell cool. and Katrina. So, yeah. There was this young girl in, I want to say, Texas, that from a very young age, 3 or 4 years old, kept telling her mother that, I'm not a boy, I'm a girl. Mom, you know I'm a girl. And so, like, it just goes to show that the strength of people who have those feelings of, I feel trapped in this body and this isn't correct. And this woman was a very strict Christian and completely changed her beliefs because that's her child and her child means everything to her. So I think that if we as parents can change our beliefs and accept our children, then as friends and family, we can change our beliefs and accept the people around us. Because that's where it starts. And then it starts progressively getting better. It's going to take years to get better. But having representation of the trans community on television is a big step in the right direction.
Yeah. And I can truly understand where parents come from and their beliefs and stuff, but the bottom line is, like, if you truly love your kid, you're going to support them. Because if you're a Christian, then you also have to know God gave us free will to do whatever we want and choose to do what we want. And he's not going to stop us, and he's not going to judge us for that. You know, like, you can't be my child anymore. God's not going to turn his back. So, like, as the Christians need to start understanding that if God's not going to turn their back, then why would you? You know, if that's your God and you say you believe in him and he's not going to turn his back, why would you, you know? So, I don't know. I have a cousin who is struggling right now to understand and accept, but she's doing her very best and she's being really good with it, you know? And it's got to be hard because you, you, you love your kids, how you saw them all these years and you raised them up, and you see them going through something and you see them struggling and you don't know how to help them. And then when they finally tell you what it is, you fucking cast them out and call them names and tell them that they're going to hell. And you talk to them like that instead of like saying, well, no wonder you've been struggling so long. What can I do as a mother? How can I love you and help you through this? You know what I mean? So it makes no sense to me.
Yeah, but also as humans, we are not perfect. And we have to stop putting that label on ourselves as that we are perfect and we do everything right. Even as parents, we make mistakes. It's how we learn from those mistakes when we make them. So if there is initial reaction where you are reacting negatively, you need to educate yourself and reassess the situation. And if there's an apology that needs to be had, then it needs to be had. There's so many different types of people in the world. And there's many different things that we can discuss of pointing fingers about and calling people out on. There's body shaming. There's transgender. There's homosexuality. There's hundreds of them. You know, right now, one of the biggest topics is being non-binary. And people are educating themselves on that. And so you have to educate yourself and you have to learn things. Because if you don't, then you are going to have negative reactions to stuff.
Yeah.
So the next one is our girl Laverne.
She's one of my favorites.
I
first saw her in Orange is the New Black. And just for one, in my mind, I'm thinking, who made the decision to put her in a women's jail? Because they obviously were trans understanding. Because if it was somebody that didn't understand trans, they would have said, you were born a man, you're going to a men's prison. And you can't throw a female in a men's prison. You know what I mean? Like, they would destroy her.
Yeah.
But they put her in the right prison, you know? And like, whoever wrote that story and whoever did that was like, that was like, that's what should happen, you know? But I was incarcerated at one point, and they brought a transgender guy in who was a female that used to be a guy. Or, I mean, it was a female that became a man. And they put him, at first, the first time they brought him in, they put him up with the men, which is where he should have been. And some Christian started blowing a big stink about it and, like, didn't want him on the thing, so they put him down in his own area, his own place, and separated him from everybody. So he's by himself all the time. Had nobody to talk to, nobody to hang out with, you know, which is bullshit, because somebody who's supposed to be accepting and loving wasn't and made a big stink about nothing, you know, and there was no reason why he couldn't be on the dorm with us.
Yeah.
You know, he was a man now. You know, now, like, the men are having sex anyway, so who the fuck cares if he wants to have sex with them or not? You know, and it's like, the Christian guy said somebody's going to rape him. No, you were probably thinking of that shit yourself, and you put the focus on somebody else to try to stir the problem.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you it was his shit, and he was thinking about it, and he was mad and angry. And it wasn't at the trans person. He was mad and angry at himself, but he couldn't admit it. So he had to find somebody to focus on. You know, focus on your own damn self. I focus on my own damn self. You know, I'm far from perfect. If I'm hating on somebody for something, I stop and say, why am I hating on this so bad? Obviously, it applies to me, and I need to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll have somebody else point it out. Sometimes I'll randomly ask my friends, like, did I handle that situation according to you the right way? Is there a better way that you, and I'll try to figure it out, you know, because I'm not always right, you know, and I'm not big on apologies. I'm big on just change the action, just change. Like, my parents today don't have to apologize for me. Nothing. I love my parents. I forgive them. I know I run my mouth a lot on here and I'd like attack them. And that's kind of mean and bullying. I should stop it. But, you know.
But it's also true feelings.
You know, it's just my emotions coming out about it because they reject me because of this. But there's so much shit that I accept them for. You know, I don't understand why they're racist and bigoted and two-faced and hypocritical, but that's your journey, your life. I can't worry about another human being when I need to put the work into me. And that's the only true place I can start, you know? Because God gave us all free will, so if my parents want to be that, then that's their God-given right, you know? And I got to love them and accept them for that. It doesn't mean I have to hang around them. It doesn't mean I have to be involved, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be unevenly yoked.
The next one is Asia Kate Dillon, which gained their fame from Billions.
I have no idea who this person is.
I don't either. I've never watched Billions.
I watched the first episode the other day, but I didn't see them on there. I was wondering if the trans thing was recent or was it before that show? Did she play a female on that show?
I don't know if they did or not.
Like, I'm not sure. I was watching Billions. I don't remember.
I've never watched.
I know who it is. Okay, yeah. Yeah, that. Okay. So, like, I'm watching Billions, and it's like the one guy, it's his daughter. All right.
Okay. I've never watched it, so I don't know.
Yeah, like, I had no idea it was a trans kid. I was like, I honestly thought it was a gay boy. Or a female that was trying to look like a boy because she was a lesbian. Like, somewhere along that lines, you know? But that's another thing, too. Like, I can't take a trans person and say they used to be male and now they're female. You know, they were always trans.
Yeah.
So they never were male or female. They were just whatever they decided they wanted to be. They're saying they're female. Fine, you're a girl, whatever. You're a woman. Let's go, hey. What if you decide to be both, male and female? That's okay, too. Like, we'll figure it out. You know, but, like, people got to stop. I got to stop. Like, oh, you used to be a female. You used to be a man. I knew you when you were a female. I knew you when you were a man, you know?
Yeah, and
I knew them when they were under the name Chris. And now they are coming out and saying, I am Maya. And it doesn't matter what their gender is they're choosing or what they're doing. That's their personal stuff, you know? It is my thing to say, hey, Maya, I love you. You know, you're a beautiful person, you know? But, like, I don't know. It's so confusing with gender and everything coming out today. It's really driving people to, like, focus on themselves if they choose to.
Yeah. You know? A realization. So, India Moore is the next. She gained her fame from Pose.
I never saw that. I love the hair.
Pose is a really good show. If you ever get a chance to watch it, it's very good.
I got 2.5 years of stuff I got to catch up on first.
Dominique Jackson.
I love those lashes. Big old smile.
She. I really hope that I'm not using their wrong.
Pose. What was Pose about? Because that's the second person to be on Pose.
Pose was about the underground scene for transgender, gay, non-binary,
well, I need to check
LGBTQIA.
That out then. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. Get some better understanding of, you know.
And category is Carnival Chic. Yeah, it was fierce. A fierce show. Has Billy Porter. MJ Rodriguez. Which appeared on Nurse Jackie and the Carrie Diaries.
Yeah. Now,
what?
No. I'm fine. I'm just saying.
Jamie Clayton, which was a hacker on Sense8.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know any of these people.
Hunter Schaefer, which is our girl Jules from Euphoria.
Okay. She looks different on Euphoria because of her makeup and stuff.
Yeah. She's actually one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, on there? Yeah. On that particular show?
I love her on that show. She's like that torn, poetic, torn girl that's got all these feelings and emotions and don't know how to deal with them. She's really good.
But at the same time, the show's also showing that the people that are involved in her life, other than the one girl, wanted to be secret, wanted to be like something done in secret, you know? Like, you have a desire to have sex with a trans person, but you want it done in secret. That's degrading. It should be okay if you want to sleep with a transgender person and they want to sleep with you. You should be all right. It shouldn't be something that you hide. So it's like the gay world was hidden for so long, and now we're out in the open and blah, blah. And the trans people deserve to be out. They deserve to just it be a normal thing, you know?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that all of the characters are like that. Because I don't think Zendaya's character...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
...really hid the fact that she had feelings for her. It was just they never... She never actually, like, said anything about her being trans because that's her place to tell it. It was more of the son and the father.
That's what I'm saying. The one girl wasn't the issue. It was those guys.
Were, like, hiding it.
You know?
But they have their own insecurities.
That's what I'm saying.
Which are very widely known. So I think that what kind of brings that story full circle. But I do agree with you on the whole thing of, is if you're going to be with somebody, love them for everything, and don't make them hide who they are, because they aren't making you hide who you are.
I actually liked Elliot Fletcher on Shameless. And I thought he was hot as hell, you know? And like...
I first saw him in The Fosters.
Well, I don't remember him being in there, but I remember him on Shameless, you know? And out of all of the gay men that was messing around with... what's her brother's name? The redhead.
Oh, Ian?
Yeah, Ian. Like, out of all Ian's boyfriends, I liked him and... The thug one, the best. The one who, you know.
Mickey.
Yeah, and Mickey. I'm so bad with names when I'm like. No, but like, yeah, I thought he was a really good looking guy. Because there's a couple porn stars that are really hot too, you know? And that's where I started realizing that it's not about the gender to me so much as the male form I like, you know, and prefer. The female form I see is beautiful, but the male form I see is hot as fuck, you know? And I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call that, but.
So Josie Tata.
Tata. I don't even know who that is.
From Champions and Glee. Glee. Jen Richards.
I like Jen Richards.
She was in Nashville in Tales of the City.
I don't know. This is like, there is one of my favorites. She's on the Roseanne show, The Conners. Yeah. Have you watched it?
No, I haven't watched The Conners.
Well, she's on there, and it's like really good, really good role. She plays Darlene's boss at Hellman's, whatever the name of that place they worked at.
Oh, okay.
She's like the plant supervisor, and they don't know that she's transgender. So she's like playing that role from being in a closet at work, because bringing to light workplace stigmas and stuff, you know? Because, mm-hmm. like, I know the last place I worked, Trilogy, actually, I dealt with a lot of bullshit there just because I was the only gay person. I was the only gay person that was out. Let me say that. There was at least 10 of them motherfuckers running around there, all hitting on me at all damn times and flirting and... Gay as hell, but in the closet. So I'll never out them. It's not my thing. But like, yeah, like there was only one who was open. And I got a lot of flack from that. I wasn't given promotions. I was looked over when I was way overqualified for them. You know, and after I had put 5 years in and knew just about everything out there, I still was looked over for promotion. And the promotions were given to people who didn't even have the title very long before they fucked up, failed, or got shipped out. And I was never given the opportunity. And I have a feeling it was because I was the only gay man in the place, and they weren't taking me seriously. You know, I was put in a special category, you know, and it was secret and it wasn't supposed to be talked about. Because I guarantee you, if I'd have went up in there acting like I was straight, I'd have been running as plant manager within 5 years, you know, but I was never given that opportunity. I was trained in everything. I was given little tiny raises here and there, not even enough to really matter. And the plant supervisor at the time used to be a really good friend of mine. And then over the course of the 5 years I was there, not by anything I did, but other people, he became very pissed off and angry and changed the way he was treating me and became like a piece of shit, abusive and like, not physically abusive, but like he did get up in my face once and was like screaming and yelling and threatening me. Made sure he did it off camera and shit like that, you know. When I brought it to HR, I was pulled into office and put down and told that I was stupid for making these lies up, you know. And that motherfucker was protected and I was not. And I learned not to even say nothing after a while. So when I quit, I quit.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's fucked up the people who come at me and say, I don't know why you quit Trilogy. That was a big mistake. You don't know what I went through there. And I didn't leave that place and badmouth that place and put them down. I just moved on.
And the word of the day is homophobic.
There's my rant of the day. No, it's just that fucked up. I know what these... I'm looking at these people in an industry that at one time hid when they were gay.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was okay. And now they had to hide as trans for a long time. And now it's... Let's open it up and let them out. Let's accept it. Let's not be judgmental and critical.
I still think there's a lot of judgment and there's a lot of critical things behind it.
If you have a problem with it, it's your problem because you're probably trans and you don't want to know how to admit it. Or you're dealing with them thoughts and you don't know how to admit it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only reason you would hate it. Or if you were raised to hate it. And if you were raised to hate something and you don't think with your own mind and your own heart, then you're a piece of shit. You know?
Yep.
Another rant.
So, Brian Michael Smith became famous on Queen Sugar, The L Word, and 911 Lone Star.
I honestly thought he was on one of those hospital shows because I don't know who he is. I just know he's hot. Nicole Means. She looks familiar. Oh, Supergirl. Playing Dreamer on Supergirl.
She played Dreamer on Supergirl.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me ask you a question.
Trace Lissette.
What's this?
It was the top to that. No, it was the top to that thing. She became famous from Transparent Pose and Hustlers. Leo Sheng appeared on The L Word.
He's Asian? Who is he? Back at was the Asian? Oh, okay, yeah. I only saw the bottom of his chin a minute ago, but the name sounded Asian.
Maya Taylor.
Maya.
She got an award for Tangerine.
I don't know what that is. Damn, Jake.
Jake Graff.
What's he doing? I like that t-shirt. Love is love. Love is love. I don't know who that is.
Scott Turner Scutchfield.
The Bold and the Beautiful. Oh, I know who he is. All right.
And Alexandra Gray.
I've seen her before, too.
Yeah, she's in The Transparent.
I had never seen that. So now that's two things I got to watch, The Transparent and Pose. How so about Transparent Pose?
So that's the list of 20 trans people that represent the trans community in movies and television.
Yeah. And like, I'm pretty sure, because, like, I didn't even know that most of them were trans. So I'm pretty sure a lot of people really don't. And it's not going to become an issue until everybody finds out, and then all the assholes that want to judge it and hate it are going to start causing their scene. You know what I mean? But you know what? When they do that, all that's letting us know, society, is they are trans and they need our love, so they will come out. If we love them, they will come out. If we hate on them just like they're hating on them people, it's two wrongs and they don't make a right. So we got to love those people that hate and teach them how to love. You know, doesn't mean we have to hang out with them, put up with their dumb shit. Doesn't mean we have to sit there and fight and scream and argue and tell them they're wrong. Maybe it just might be ignore them or walk away. And if they ask you why, say you need to change your way you think on that because I think you're a trans person or you must be angry for some reason. You know, tell them the truth about themselves, but at the same time, you don't have to stand there and argue. You know,
yeah, you don't.
I think we just need to change things.
I mean, it's slowly changing. I mean, it's better now than it was before. I have seen growth. I think that people...
You know, I seen a growth recently and asked my doctor about it. I'm trying to find out. You know.
Oh my God, really? I was trying to talk about something very serious here.
It
but
wasn't
is the growth
me.
Cancerous?
No.
Oh, okay.
Hemorrhoid.
Anyways, so
I was always told I'm a pain in the ass. I
you have
right
seen
now.
A lot of growth and stuff in people, and it's good to see. It's good to see people care about others and not single people out just because of their sexuality or who they identify as.
Well, we have friends that aren't understanding, like the lady I goat sit for. Like, she told me the other day at Barb's house, we talked, and she needed a ride home, and I took her and her daughter home. So, like, all the way to the house, she's like, why do you goat sit for me? I said, because I love goats. I said, I get an opportunity to hang out with goats for a week and feed them and watch them run to me and ask for food. Like, that's, like, awesome thing to do and thing to be in, you know? And she's like, I guess you know that I had a problem with your sexuality and blah, blah, blah. So she basically told me, why would you do something nice for me when I'm against who you are and what you are because of her religious beliefs? And I told her, I said, so Jesus died for everybody but gay people. And she went to talk and I'm like, no, I understand. I said, I guess if I'm out, I'm out. I might as well just become the most evil person I can possibly be.
I don't understand,
you know,
that.
And then she said, she's standing there looking at me really weird. And I said, let me tell you something. Could I be a good person and become a good person if goodness wasn't able to be inside me? If I'm so evil and the devil is going to get me and all this bullshit, then why would there be any goodness in me at all? You know, and I'm like, it's hypocritical to think that way. I said, you're the one that needs to change your thinking and your views, not me. And you finally met somebody and God's telling you, you're wrong for the way you believe, so I'm going to put somebody in your life that's gay and that you're going to absolutely adore and you're going to love and you're going to feel like shit for thinking that way. You know, so it's like, go ahead, mess around if you want to. If you profess to be a Christian, and just like karma, you're going to get hit with the opportunity to really get to know somebody, you know, on that level. But I don't know. What were you saying?
I don't get the fact of, and I know we talk about religious aspects a lot because it seems that the main driving force behind the derailment of growth in the LGBTQIA community is there's this stigma behind religion and associating religion with sexuality. There is no, like, there's people that judge you if you are in the LGBTQ community and you are religious. Everybody has their beliefs. Like, I don't understand why we have to tell people things like, oh, why do you do this for me? Because I don't agree with you being gay. Why do you have to point that out? That's offensive. Like, just keep your goddamn mouth shut and don't fucking say anything about it.
Me being gay has nothing at all whatsoever to do with that woman. you know, what I choose to do with my personal life with a person, another person maybe.
Well, her opinion myself, and her telling you her opinion doesn't have anything to do with you either. Like,
yeah, it's not. It's her shit. But that's what I pretty much told her. I said, you know, this, why should I give a shit about what you're dealing with? You know, you want to hate somebody, that's you to figure out. I don't care why or how you came to that assessment. Maybe you were raised to be that way. I said, but if you were raised to be hippies that lived off the land, like 60s flower child kids, I was like, you would have a totally different perspective on life, and you would be standing up there facing Christians, yelling and screaming at them, telling them they're wrong. So why are you worried about what one side or the other is yelling and screaming about? Let them go yell and scream somewhere else. You know, me and my world, I'm going to surround myself with people that are going to be honest and tell me when I'm being a dick. Tell me when I'm fucking up. And I love them and trust them enough to say, all right, instead of getting mad and be like, fuck you, how dare you? No, I'm going to be like, you know what? And when have I ever done that?
You've gotten mad.
You totally missed what I just said. And now I got to back up and repeat it.
I just found a perfect opportunity to cut you off, so I took it.
Yeah, so anyway.
You, like, stopped dead in your tracks when you saw my face, too.
Yeah, don't be sitting over there eyeballing me like that.
Continue.
Take that shit somewhere else, you hate on me.
And proceed with your preaching.
Yeah. And as for the haters, have fun with that shit. I don't give a fuck. I love your ass. I think about your ass often. And yeah, it's only one motherfucker I'm talking about right now. But no, fuck that shit. I ain't gonna put myself in a situation where I'm gonna let people that are supposed to love me. You know, if you can't be honest and forefront and upfront, go somewhere else with that bullshit. I don't have time for all that. It's unnecessary. You know? If I'm wrong, say I'm wrong.
You know? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And I'm not going to badmouth that person. Or anybody that I'm having issues with. You know, honestly, I don't sit around and badmouth anybody and put people down and make fun of them and talk shit about them behind their back. You know, and if I do, like, talk about anybody about anything behind their back, I make sure I tell them, girl, I was talking shit about you the other day, and this is what I said. You know, because just, like, It's bullshit. I know how it feels to have people put you down and talk about you behind your back and then stand in front of your face and say they love you and everything's fine and great. You know, so I've been dealing with it my whole life. So why am I going to turn around and do that to somebody else and be hating on them and pissed off?
Yeah.
Like, I do get angry and pissed off, but I have a system I use, because I used to be angry for days and months and years, like, and just carry it. And I got this system of dealing with that anger when it happens. I just have to walk away and go somewhere else for 5 minutes and think about the good things that's in my life and try to focus on that instead of letting myself go into the negative side. And I calm my ass down and I think about the good stuff about that person that I'm pissed off about. And what positively is going on. And I self-talk myself. And then I come back and I'm like, all right, I'm not pissed off anymore. So we can either ignore this for now or talk about it whenever you want. You know, but I'm not going to have a fucking issue and hold it like a grudge. You know?
Yes, I know. Why are you looking around like that?
Yeah, think about all the people who have just killed themselves before they even told their family what was wrong.
Yeah.
And I could talk about it because I attempted it a few times when I was younger. I wanted to just die. It would have been easier than coming out. I was so terrified. I would rather die than to come out. And if it hadn't been for Sherry finding out and throwing me out of the closet, I would have probably succeeded in killing myself, because that was a better option for me than to actually come out. That's how terrified I was. So I know, like, what people are afraid of out there. Why was I put in that situation? when there are mothers and fathers out there with other gay kids that when they found out, they celebrated it. And here I am, I'm terrified to come out because I would rather die than to deal with what I'm going to deal with for my family and parents, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's always a fear around being different.
Yeah.
And the fear sometimes overwhelms the mental state you're already in. And when you can't speak freely and you can't be open and you bottle that up, that's when you start to have issues. That's why everybody thinks I'm such an asshole, because I just say it. Because if I don't say my feelings, then they're going to be bottled up. And then I'm going to be anxious and depressed over things that I could have just came out and said.
The thing is, too, when Sherry threw me out of the closet, I was so, what I was afraid of never happened. Other than my mom and dad acting the way they did, every other cousin, aunt, uncle, grandparent, friends hugged me and said, we love you anyway. We've been waiting for you to come out. We already knew. Like, they already knew. And I was so, I thought I was doing a pretty good job of hiding, but I wasn't, you know?
We all think we're doing a good job of hiding it.
We all think we're doing a good job. So you guys out there that are hating on people for being gay or trans, we see you as what you really are. We're just waiting for you to admit it. Stop lying to yourself.
We should just get Emmys. Everybody in the LGBTQIA community should just get Emmys.
It can't be Emmys. It has to be an award that's created specifically for this.
Okay. We'll make up an award.
The Geisha.
The Geisha.
The Geisha Award.
You can't do Geisha because that's Japanese.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
Geisha.
How about the Sashay Award?
It would have to be.
We sashay right out of that closet. Just open up that closet and be like,
I think most.
Come on out.
I think most trans people come out as gay first or lesbian. And then later on, they start realizing, you know, that's not quite it. There's something else to me. And they trans, from that point, they already came out of the closet. So now they're transitioning into who they are, who they choose to be, who they want to be, who they are. You know, I don't know what correct terminology for that part of it is. I know they, them.
Well, their body is metaphorically the closet. Yeah. They're trapped inside of this body.
Yeah, so they're coming out again.
And they don't feel comfortable in that body.
So how about your second coming out award?
The second coming.
The second coming award. You know, because it's their second coming out.
Don't the boys just love a second coming?
We all love a second coming. So come on. Come out, second comers. Come on out. No, like, come out. You know, I think if what you're into, like, isn't against the will of another person, then it's okay. You know, I don't believe in rape. I don't believe in child perverse stuff. Like, children shouldn't be, like, raped and stuff like that and have sex with and molested. That shouldn't happen. And rape shouldn't happen. Like, that's against another person's will. But if you willingly want to do what I willingly want to do to you, then it should be okay. And nobody should get in your business.
Amen, you know, daddy.
Leave me the fuck alone. You know, honestly,
it's just like the whole religious aspect. Like, if we really think that God did not create gay people, you preach and preach and preach that God does not make mistakes and that the devil supposedly created gay people. But then you come to the realization that no, God created them because everybody was so fucking miserable. And as soon as he created the first gay guy, it was like, yes, queen. And the world was just so much more extroverted. We're like literally like the daisies from the 70s. All that floral print from the 70s. That is literally the excitement and the happiness that gay people bring to the world.
So it seems like they're... I put in trans musicians, transgender. It looks like there's 48. So we might have to do a podcast on them too. Like, you know, and I'm looking at some of the pictures. I'm like, holy shit. Yeah. And maybe we could do one on the trans porn stars, because some, you know, they're all hot, you know.
Yeah.
But.
And so one thing that I do want to touch on, because this is something that I've noticed from a few people that I know. There is this really weird stigma around the fact of you are a man and you have a thing for women and you have a thing for men. You can't completely close yourself off. You cannot be unhonest and hide things from the people that you're with. So if you're with a man and you're interested in doing things with a woman and they're not interested in that, and you're afraid of what's going to happen, you can't be afraid of it, because hiding all that stuff inside is keeping you in a closet. It's keeping you in this cage where you can almost reach who you are.
And another thing to that, if you're in that situation, you're putting yourself in situations you're not comfortable with a lot of times to gain this experience. And if you would come out as who you are, then you could choose comfortably what kind of experiences you want and who, you know? So like, it's really dangerous.
And yeah, I think that it's an interesting topic of discussion when you start getting into the whole entire question of what is the definition of masculinity. Because
did you watch Righteous Gemstones?
Which season?
The last season, 2, episode 4 or 5.
No, I didn't.
Just came out. Like, wait till you get to it. Her husband comes out in this romper. It's pink and it has a cummerbund. It's pink, and that's what, when he got baptized, she made this big thing out of it. And he comes out in his outfit, and everybody, even his family's like, what the hell? And she's like, how dare you judge him for what he chooses as fashion?
Yeah.
And it was so cool. Like, yeah, if he wants to wear that, why is everybody looking at him and making fun of him?
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know? It's like, and there's artists that have created this whole new wave of clothes not having a gender.
Yeah.
And it's so true, because they don't have a gender. There is no gender association with clothes. If I want to wear...
Clothes are art.
Yeah,
everybody should be able to express however...
As a man, if I want to wear a dress, who the fuck cares? You should be able to wear whatever you want to wear.
If I see some random friend of mine, it was a guy walking down the street with a dress one day, I'd just give him a hug like ever and say, hey, what's up? How you been? Blah, blah, blah. The dress looks beautiful. I love it. I wouldn't even make a deal out of it because it's not a deal. Who cares if he wants to wear that? It doesn't mean that I'm like, oh, I guess you came out of the closet. I guess you like guys now, huh?
Yeah.
No, like, whoever that is, he's still your friend and you love him. Then
right now, know. There's a lot of controversy with RuPaul's Drag Race, too, because there's the first cis man on there, and he's straight.
Yeah.
And he...
You have to point out which one that is to me.
He dresses in drag because he wants to make sure that people know that it's not about being gay or straight. It's about an artistic release. And Mattymorphosis is her name. So it's an interesting concept to start breaking down and boiling it out into everything.
Okay.
So it's
I've seen him on other things. Like other shows and stuff doing drag. He looks very familiar.
Oh, okay.
I looked him up just
Yeah. So it's like, you can do what you want to do. You can be who you want to be. And hiding from it is just going to cause more issues than it is going to help.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, if my parents would have been accepting much earlier, I could have helped my dad pick out much better presents for my mom for Christmas and her anniversary. You know, I could have been used for that purpose. And I could have made him look good. But he chose to be that way. And
and now he has to deal with the consequences.
Yeah. You lost out. You know, but I mean, they got a few more years left in them. we could still do this. Just give me a call. Be like, what should I be getting your mom for our anniversary? You know?
Get one of those gorgeous pendants from Pandora. They have a bracelet and you can get little charms. They're gorge. Should totally just put the, like, straight up gig on. Like, oh, daddy, you need to get yourself something really cute to wear when you present it to her and present it in the little box with a cute little bow on the top. You want me to make that little bow for you? I can whip one up right now. I got ideas.
But,
Oh, yes, and I would like to say, rest in peace, Betty White. Because this has been the first episode that we've had since she's passed.
And I would also want to say rest in peace to the female who, she was a firefighter when they had that big fire, I think it was in Baltimore, and she died. It was one of Leah's friends from high school. Very awesome individual, you know, and she lost her life fighting a fire.
And rest in peace, Bob Saget and Meatloaf.
And there was an actor died, too. I feel so bad that he was a stand-up comedian.
I don't recall that one.
He passed away recently, too, and there was like a meme with all of them in it. Bobcat Golden or something like that, I think.
Bobcat Golden?
I don't know his real name. I'm looking it up.
Oh, okay.
You can just talk about something else.
Oh, I can talk about the excitement of the fact that kind of a big reel is still happening. We have worked out some kinks, and we are getting back into the studio to record another episode to continue on that awesome series. And we are still working on getting kind of Big Crime back up and running.
Louis Anderson.
Who?
Louis Anderson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, rest in peace, Louis Anderson.
Yeah, Louis.
And this is us. The final chapter is amazeballs. I'm so excited about it. It's such a good final season.
I never got into that. Like, I just never got into it. I don't know. I know it's one of your favorite shows, you know? And I would watch it, but I just wasn't that into it.
It is just beautiful.
Well, what Stacy said about it, because I know at one point you guys were talking about it a lot.
Stacy?
Was it Stacy or
Tracy?
Tracy from Mark, yeah.
Yeah, still texted her about it.
Yeah. How's she doing?
She's doing well.
Tracy. Her and her husband are two sweet people.
Yes, they are very sweet people. So, with that being said, we would like to say to all of our trans brothers and sisters, keep being you and never hide who you are truly.
Yeah.
We love you all deeply. So until next time, stay true.
Stay yourself.
And always be a big deal.
Did we play the intro music in the beginning?
Yeah, we already took care of that.
I didn't hear it. Oh my God. That's like one of my favorite songs. But so is the ending song that you will put up too. So let's do some rapping.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm kind of a big deal. I'm here and I'm gonna fly. Gonna fly above the world and see it tonight. I'm gonna see the people proud. See the people living in peace, no war. Cause this is what we need. And I say I am here and I am revolutionary. I'm gonna make everything look like it was a dictionary. All these words, pinnacle, heart. Doing what you needed when you got me to start in. I don't want anybody to be left behind. Let's love everybody for who they are tonight. Come on, we are the one. We are gonna stand together because we can do this together. We can rise.
Stand up for what's right. Love them. Hold them. Believe in them. We are all brothers and sisters, and we will rise. If you want, you can follow the podcast on Facebook by searching Kind of a Big Deal Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at KOABDpod. That's all for the show this week, and we will catch up with you next week. Love you all. Peace out. Bye.